The amendment is adopted.
Before leaving town for 10 days last week, the House of Representatives found time to pass an amendment designed to help a single drug company.
It enjoys broad bipartisan support.
The amendment ensures that the Medicines Company of Parsippany, New Jersey, keeps control of the patent for its blood-thinning drug Angiomax, fending off competition from generic drugs at a potential profit of up to $1 billion.
This is a special fix for one company.
Special fixes are par for the course in Congress, which gave breaks to NASCAR track owners and rum distillers in the most recent tax bill. But the CBS News poll shows that's exactly what Americans have come to expect, with a full three-quarters of respondents saying large corporations have too much influence in American politics.
I think that's pretty healthy.
The findings didn't trouble Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
If you're looking for times when Americans were in love with Congress, they're few and far between.
Ryan Alexander runs Taxpayers for Common Sense, a government watchdog group. She says she sees some signs of progress, like the Senate's recent vote to eliminate $6 billion worth of tax subsidies for ethanol producers.
These are some of the most profitable companies in the history of the world, and they fought tooth and nail to keep that tax credit. It's going to be very difficult to get it through the House.
As for that New Jersey drug company, the CEO, Dr. Clive Meanwell, says the special amendment simply fixes a confusing patent deadline process that has hurt other drug makers, too.
I'm very pleased that Congress has decided to keep moving this forward because I think that will benefit others, not just us, other companies, other innovators, and of course, ultimately, other patients.